Here's what was going on in Sudbury on the Labor Day long weekend. Labor Day celebrated with a call for a formal pandemic recovery plan for jobs and social services. Labor Day was celebrated in Sudbury with an event hosted by the Sudbury and District Labor Council, SDLC, and a call for government to work toward a strong pandemic recovery plan. SDLC President Jessica Montgomery said the pandemic of the past year and a half has been hard on many Canadian frontline workers, for both those who had to continue working through difficult circumstances and for those who lost their employment. As we recover from COVID-19, we must ensure that we do not return to the status quo. This is why Canada's unions are calling for improvements so that we can start to move out of the pandemic, Montgomery told the audience gathered in the United Steelworkers Hall parking lot on Brady Street. She said that getting workers back to work would be at the heart of any recovery plan in order to be successful. The event heard from several other high-profile speakers. More details on that story can be found online here. https://www.sudbury.com/local-news/sudbury-labor-leader-says-canada-needs-a-strong-pandemic-recovery-plan-4308027 Sudbury Theatre Centre Academy is starting up again. It's that time of year again when they're taking registrations for people who are theatrically inclined. Sudbury Theatre Centre is announcing the start of its 2021-22 season of educational programming, including drama and vocal classes. Registration is now open for the fall term of Saturday classes in drama and musical theatre, which begins Saturday, September 11. The 9-week term will culminate in a recital for invited family members showcasing the participants' talents. Academy classes are led by instructors with extensive teaching backgrounds. Students will be exposed to a wide range of games, exercises and experiences that are tailored to any skill level. Classes will be held in spaces that allow for appropriate physical distancing. Masks must be worn while inside the building. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the building and in the washrooms, which will be cleaned between classes. If changes in the public health conditions force the cancellation of in-person learning activities, the term will be completed in an online format. To learn more about what is being offered, please check online. Architectural expert, born and raised in Sudbury, has green ideas for a new arena. A world-renowned figure in the field of architecture and the green building movement has been watching with great interest as the Kingsway Entertainment District project has proceeded. I'd like to see Sudbury thrive and live up to its potential, and that's why I was disappointed to learn about the idea of moving the arena out of downtown, Jason McLennan said. If you pull the focus away from downtowns, you really diminish it, and all you do is increase vehicle travel and you create urban sprawl and you hurt public transportation and so on and so forth, and it's really an unfortunate move. Although his base of operations is currently in Seattle, McLennan was born and raised in Sudbury, still has family in the city and wants to see his home community succeed. Last year, he presented an idea for Sudbury's Superstack, which he envisioned as becoming the world's tallest solar energy source. McLennan has not been involved in the Sudbury Arena project and clarified he doesn't want to criticize the people behind the project, as he doesn't know them and hasn't spoken with them. That said, he yields significant expertise in the fields of not only the green building movement but also arenas in particular. You can learn more about his ideas by going here. Sudbury area election candidates invited to talk about the environment on Thursday. Environmental policies will be at the forefront during an online event September 9, when Sudbury and Nickel Belt federal candidates' climate perspectives are slated to be unveiled. The event, part of the broader GreenPAC 100 debates on the environment, is set to begin at 5:30 p.m. and last until 9 p.m., allowing time for a one-on-one deep dive into each candidate's perspective. Now is the time to put our focus back into climate solutions, said Rebecca Dannard, executive director of the host organization Rethink Green, in a media release. Environmental challenges are there, and our candidates must take action to address them. The moderated discussion will be available through Zoom, Rethink Green's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/RethinkGreen and Rethink Green's namesake Facebook page. Learn more about that mirroring here. Cinefest Sudbury fans need to prove their COVID-19 vaccination status. In accordance with the recent declaration by Ontario Premier Doug Ford with respect to vaccine passports required for most public venues, Cinefest Sudbury has announced that audience members attending the annual film festival will need to provide proof of double-dose vaccination while attending the festival. The event runs from September 18 to 26 with films being shown at several local venues. A news release from the Cinefest organizers said attendees will need to present photo ID, such as a driver's license or a health card, along with the official Ministry of Health paper vaccine receipts, downloadable from the Health Ministry website, or PDF copy on a mobile device. The new law takes the pressure off the festival organizers and puts it on the provincial government, which has mandated the requirement on the basis of safety and public health. Individuals must have their documents with them as they are entering a Cinefest event. More information on that story can be found at this link. XTERRA race raised thousands for the Cancer Center. The recent XTERRA Conquer the Crater race that happened just a couple of weeks back succeeded in raising more than $63,000 for the Miles Against Cancer Fund, MAC. Sudbury's Northern Cancer Foundation, MAC Fund and Kivi Park were partnered up again this year for the annual XTERRA triathlon. The race consisted of a slew of challenges for athletes to compete in, like mountain biking and trail running. As part of the XTERRA World Tour, Sudbury, Ontario was home to a World Championship qualifying event, a press release said. 26 world age group spots were up for grabs to compete at the 2021 XTERRA World Championships in Maui, Hawaii, in December. Since its inception in 2019, the MAC Fund was able to raise nearly $200,000 with the XTERRA community in the Greater Sudbury region. The initiative was created by John McDonald and Tracy Hayes when their son Malcolm, nicknamed Mac, was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma when he was 2 years old. Rhabdomyosarcoma is a rare type of cancer that forms in soft tissue. The pair decided to create an event that would raise awareness and money to aid families in the pediatric cancer journey. Get the lowdown on that good news event by going here.